A lot of people are talking about how to learn, accelerated learning, how to learn things better. I want to talk to you and teach you how you can become bad at anything. So first of all, if you want to become bad at anything, don't practice. Like, don't do anything. Just don't do it. If you don't do it, you can't improve. Therefore, you can stay bad at it. And if you practice, the danger is you'll get better. And, you know, so never practice at anything you do. And by doing that, you'll be much better. Number two, blame the conditions. Always blame outside circumstances for anything that you do. Never take responsibility for yourself, because God knows that might help you to actually then take on board the ideas and then, you know, become better at it. So blame the outside circumstances. Explain that it's all corrupt and it's all fixed and it's never the way it goes. If it's a sport, it's all about, you know, the corruption and the fact that, you know, the circumstances aren't right for you. Next, talk and dwell on your potential. Never actually act on your potential. Just talk about, if only I could do this, I'd be great at that. I could have done this, I could have that. That's a really, really good way. A lot of people who want to write books, what they do is, I could have written a book. Yeah, well, you didn't. Yeah, but I could have. Yeah, well, you fucking didn't. But again, if they're talking to you about writing the book and they say, I could have, then again, that's a really good strategy. Because yeah, they could have, but they didn't. But that's good, because that's how they become bad at something, because they don't. They just talk about their potential all the time. Then there's excuses. And that's when people say, you know, the reason why that is because of this. And they look around themselves for different excuses as to why things won't work. And again, it's a really effective strategy at never getting better at anything, because you don't have to, because you've got the excuses that stop you from doing it. And then lastly, it's the pretentiousness. You need to make sure you're pretentious as possible. So you talk about how much better you are by all the clothes or whatever it is you're doing. Just don't practice it. So if you're going to practice, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, don't ever train, but buy all the clothes and walk around with the clothes as if you train. It's the best way to stay bad at it, because it gives you the feeling of what you want, which is really the only reason you want to do it, is to look like the kind of person who does it. But at the same time, you can stay really, really bad at whatever the case is. So again, if you want to be bad at anything, never practice. You want to be someone who never improves at anything. So again, just don't practice, be lazy, make excuses, blame everything around you, you know, talk about potential forever and how you could have done this, and be pretentious as if you've already made it, even though you don't know anything what you're talking about. By doing that, you will be bad at absolutely anything.